as well as there's also a custom to learn during the every Shabbos during the Omer Pirkei Avot, which is all about
mothers, yeah,
all about personal growth. So if someone comes to you and says, you know, I'm a little bit of a mess of a person, as we all are, and I've a lot to work on. I mean, I guess there's a lot of questions you can ask here. First of all, how do you prioritize what to work on?
You are listening to the JP Show,
where we discuss the issues you care about from a Jewish perspective.
I am Rabbi G.
I am Rabbi Levi.
And we hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the JP Show. How are you, Rabbi Levi?
Good. A little tired at a wedding last night, which is always good. Always
great
good to
wedding, but it is a bit tiring.
Celebrate Simchas.
Always good. Always good. It's now been a week since I'm back from Israel. I don't know. It seems like a long time ago, but
sure.
That's the way things are. Lots happening in the Bina world.
Yeah, Shavuot is creeping up on us.
Absolutely.
Less than 2 weeks.
Yep. So, what have we got on today?
All right. So, I want to talk about a broad topic, but maybe we can narrow it down to a few other things. About personal growth, which is a topic you're pretty passionate about.
Yeah, I'm not sure how well I do it, but I love the topic.
That's right. You've given classes in it for like 20 plus years, many years. So why are we talking about it now? So this is actually the time of year for personal growth. People always think that's around Rosh Hashanah time, which is actually true. But this is also specifically working on one's character is very much emphasized during this time of year. So let's actually start with that. Maybe you want to explain why now, what's the significance of this time of year?
So I assume you're referring to Sfirat HaOmer, which is the 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuot. So historically, Kabbalistically, the way it works is God took us out of Egypt on Pesach, the beginning of Pesach. And the goal of the exodus in Egypt really was to receive the Torah, becomes God's nation, and the whole really establishment of Am Yisrael and the nation of Israel in the proper way. But apparently before we left Egypt, we were not very spiritually mature, and we had sunken into being very assimilated in the Egyptian culture and the whole thing. In fact, we are taught that there are 50 levels of impurity, and we had reached the 49th level, which is like kind of almost rock bottom. But God took us out. However, he told us that before we can get the Torah, we need to go through a process of refinement, self-refinement, and refining our character. So he gave us 7 weeks, and the 7 weeks would correspond to the seven emotions of the soul. And each day was the concept of working on another aspect of our personality. And therefore, this period became, and it has to do with the mitzvah of counting the Omer. So on the second day of Pesach, we count the Omer. We count the 49 days of the Omer. And that's the 7 weeks. And that's why the Omer counting is really a symbol of self-refinement, personal growth, personality, becoming a better, sort of better personality, working on our character flaws, and so on and so forth. Leading up to Shavuot. And that's, I think, what you were referring to, I imagine.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's also connected to two other things, actually. We know, of course, during the Omer, there are some mourning practices, which we have, to commemorate the death of 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva. Also connected, actually, because it was on their level, they were very great people, but it was a character flaw, which was the reason for the plague, that they didn't respect each other properly as was expected of them. As well as there's also a custom to learn during the every Shabbos during the Omer Pirkei Avot, which is all about personal growth. So if someone comes to you and says, you know, I'm a little bit of a mess of a person, as we all are, and I've a lot to work on. I mean, I guess there's a lot of questions you can ask here. First of all, how do you prioritize what to work on? I mean, I know for myself, maybe everyone else not like that, but I have a lot of character flaws. So, I mean, how do you know, like, where to even start?
It's the product of bad parenting, obviously.
That's right. it's probably nature and nurture, but yeah.
Where do you start is a good question. But what I will say is this, right? I think there's a couple of aspects to bear in mind. And this is a general personal growth concept. You've got to start small. You've got to do a step at a time. But it's got to be like a bit of a push. So the place to start is, see, there's two ways to grow, right? You can grow in something that you're really comfortable with. So, you know, a person is like a kind person, a tolerant person, they can become even more tolerant, which is great, right? But the true personal growth is not that. The true personal growth is to work on something that's actually hard for you. Now, not overwhelmingly hard, because you can't transform overnight. It's one step at a time. In fact, that's one of the lessons of the Omer. It's like, you know, there's a halachic dispute, halachic debate, whether the 49 days of the Omer is considered one mitzvah, or each day is considered a separate mitzvah. And I've often thought that maybe the halachic debate that has other halachic consequences, but the halachic debate is also a philosophical concept, because they're both true. On the one hand, there's a person has to have a mission. In other words, you need to know where you're headed. You need to know what kind of person you want to become and your values and so on. But at the same time, also, you can't do everything at once. So therefore, you work towards a goal, but it's got to be one day at a time. And that's the concept of Sfirat HaOmer, the counting of Omer being one, every day being a separate mitzvah, right? And remembering that every step we take in our growth is significant and it's eternal and it's wonderful. And that's what it is, right? It's about working on our emotional responses, working on our spiritual responses, and one thing at a time, one thing at a time. But one thing at a time, but to give ourselves a bit of a push. So it's about, you know, connecting with something which is maybe not our personality or not our natural personality, and working on that.
Right. So choose something which is harder for you in a way.
Right. And the way it works also, I think it's very much connected with the whole Omer process. So Omer process, as we said before, is 7 weeks, right? Because Kabbalah teaches us that we have seven emotions. What that means, by the way, just to clarify, they're a range of emotions, but it means we have seven categories of emotions, right? So, you know, the first one is chesed, for example, kindness. But it's not just kindness. That's a category. It could include love. It could include tolerance. It could include flexibility, attraction to other people. You know, there's good chesed and there's bad chesed. So, but then there's also like gevurah, which is more strength and discipline, everything to do with creating boundaries and holding back and you know, good discipline and self-control and so on, right? And sometimes learning to be even strong and firm. When it comes to evil, for example, we have to stand up to it and that kind of thing, right? But people, and there's lots of others, and there's like interactions between the two, so it's very complex. But the philosophy, the concept is this, that we all have a disposition. So someone might be like more of a chesed person, someone might be more of a gevurah person. One of the ways that we grow properly is to choose the part that is not natural for us. So I'll give you an example, right? So there might be someone that's very kind, so is a chesed person. So first of all, the first step is to make sure that their chesed is in the right direction. I mean, you can have bad chesed. You can be giving kindness to people that are bad. You can be tolerating evil. But okay, so you make sure the kindness is good and it's in the right direction and it's godly. So it's helping other people that really need help. It's being kind. It's loving other people. Loving Hashem is part of chesed, right? The love of Hashem is part of the chesed concept. But it's all part of the personality of chesed, right? So it could be that a person is very chesed, but when it comes to like gevurah, they're very weak. So even though the chesed they do is really good, but for example, you know, there are times we have to be firm. So for example, standing up to evil, or let's say a parent loves their kids, but very hard for them to say no to their kids, for example, right? Or even in mitzvot, we might love God and love spirituality and love connecting to him, but we find it difficult, like with the specifics of the mitzvot, which is like, you know, it's got to be this way, not that way, and the cup of kiddush has to be this size and not another size, and that's more of a gevurah thing. It's like specifics and details and discipline, you know. So that's part of growth. Part of growth is to pick something that's a bit hard for us and doesn't fit into our personality disposition, and that's a real, real good part of growth, right?
So I've heard you talk a lot about chesed and gevurah. I believe we've probably mentioned that in the past. Let's put you on the spot here, and let's just maybe you could tell everyone what is. Let's take another one of them. What's good netzach and bad netzach?
Yes, that's a very good question. By the way, I mean these things need a lot of explanation.
Yeah, obviously,
I've given a whole sheer, like a 6 week series on these ones. Anyway, but that's a good question. So netzach is more the application of chesed. So let's say I'm a kind person, right? But I'm a kind person, you know, I'd like to be kind, and I you know, have a disposition towards kindness, but then I want to do kindness and I want to love people and I want to help people, and there's sort of obstacles in the way, right? Well, I want to pour out my heart to God, and I want to daven. That's maybe part of chesed also. Like, I want to connect to God, love God, and so on. And then there's obstacles in the way. I'm lazy. I'm tired. The environment is not good. The culture isn't good. And it's just difficult, right? So I might be a chesed person, but I might not end up doing chesed because it's just like too hard, like, right? So netzach is more about ambition, or metzach has another translation called victory. So it's about overcoming. No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Not just I'm going to feel it, but I'm really going to put it, I'm going to get it done. And I'm going to work towards it, and I'm going to win the war and win the inner struggle or the external struggle. And I'm going to overcome all those obstacles. And like one of the expressions of netzach is ambition. In other words, yeah, no, I aspire. I want to be able to do. I have a project that I want to get done, and I'm going to do it. Like I'm going to do kindness. I'm going to do chesed. You know, that kind
could,
of.
Could ambition be bad?
Ambition would be very bad. So, generally speaking, the way it works is we have like two opposites. We have the right and the left of emotional structure, right? So, chesed is the foundation of everything, because the foundation of everything is to connect to other people, to connect to God, to do kindness. Mm. Bad kindness, so we say, can be bad. If we have no gevurah, so kindness always has to have a dose of gevurah. Same thing with netzach. Netzach has to have its ambition. Ambition can be very good. It can be aspirational. But it can be also to the detriment of other people, and it can be very destructive and very egocentric. So it needs the opposite one, which is the opposite of netzach is hod, which is humility and submission and surrender. And it's about, no, like, you got to keep your ambition in check. So that's why personal growth is so important, to combine the different character traits, because they each need each other and they each interact with each other.
Right. Which one would you say you fit in the most? Naturally. I don't mean with your growth. I mean.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, there are gray areas. Like, they, you know, there's like what we call chesed or gvura, gvura, chesed. Right. But truth is, I'm probably naturally more of a gevura person.
Yeah. I think, you know, the punctuality traits, I think, you know.
That's definitely a gevura trait.
Stems from that.
Yeah. Being very organized is a gevura trait. Not bad gevura, it's good gevura, but it's still gevura. Like.
Yeah.
And that's why it needs to be balanced with chesed. Otherwise, it can become bad gevura. It can become destructive gevura.
Right. So someone wants to change, that they figured out that there may be too much chesed, they need a dose of gevura, too much gevura, need a dose of chesed. Now what do they do? How do I actually start growing? How do I actually start changing?
Well, I think the first is awareness. Awareness of the things you have to work on. And then taking a commitment of doing something, taking the first step. You know, someone might get very angry, they need to work on their anger. They might say, listen, I'm going to, first of all, understand what triggers me, what makes me angry, figure out how I can avoid it, make a commitment to be less angry, even if it means getting less angry a few times a week. In other words, let's say a person blows up, a very angry person might lose their temper, I don't know, 10 times a week. Even if you reduce it to 5 times a week, that's amazing. It doesn't make you, it still doesn't make you a completely pleasant person, but still, it's a step in the right direction, right?
Yeah.
One might be looking for ways to do more, like a person likes to be very organized, but they like to they're very self-controlled and they're very organized, they do good things, but they're not flexible. They're not very tolerant, they're not flexible. So it's working on that, like thinking about, you know, it's about reflection. You need to reflect, you need to know what are the things that, you know, need improvement, and what does that mean on a practical level, and then putting into place a plan.
Right. Why is this so important? Meaning, why can't we just say, just do the right thing? Like, is it actually very important to, like, delve into your personality and figure out who you are and what you struggle with and this and that? And
so when I say delve into your personality, I don't mean to be obsessed with your own emotional structure. I don't think it's healthy at all.
Mm.
But it does mean on a practical level to see, because the reason why it's important to answer your question is that, first of all, two things. Number one, you actually can't serve God properly unless you have both. So there are times where, you know, we follow a moral code, we follow a moral compass, right? You actually can't complete, or you can't be wholesome in that moral compass unless you're prepared to engage in both, let's say, chesed and gevurah, for example, right? Those are the primary ones. So I'm just giving that as an example, right? So God says it's very important to let's say, go to shul every day, or daven with, you know, daven shacharit, or go to a shiur, right? That's kind of a gvura thing. In other words, you have to be committed. But God also says that giving charity is really important. Being tolerant of other people is very important. So that's a different, it's a ches and a gvura. Or I'll give you another example. Every mitzvah that we have, right, contains chesed and gvura. So I'll give you an example. We just had Pesach, right? So Pesach has a lot of meticulous laws to it. Now, every mitzvah, you're supposed to keep the laws. That's important. But you're also supposed to love the mitzvah and be excited and passionate and engage with it and create a love and a relationship with the mitzvah. That's a chesed thing. So keeping the meticulous laws, right? So you can have a person that's like so enthralled, loves Pesach, but then, you know, doesn't worry about the minutiae, you know, if the cup or the four cups of wine is big enough, small enough, like, you know. Or you can have a person that's very obsessed with the detail and exactly how big the matzah and the small the matzah and the cup, but doesn't enjoy it, doesn't create a passion for the mitzvah. So, right? So, because, you know, there might be a chesed person or a guru person. So Judaism is about both. It's about there's halacha, there are laws, meticulous laws, which is much more of a gevura approach, right? Exact measurements and exact processes, exact day. And then there's the chesed aspect, the love, the passion, the enthusiasm. So you've got to be able to work on developing the parts of your personality that aren't natural, number one. Number two, a foundation of Judaism is growth. Showing that you are able to go beyond yourself, right? You see, because if we just go through life or serve God with our natural disposition, then it's about us, right? And the whole point of growth is to go beyond ourselves and to flip the whole perspective. It's not about me, it's about what's needed, okay? So I have my famous simple example. So you go on the street, let's say, this is a very oversimplified example, but nevertheless, brings out a point. You go on the street and a homeless person approaches you and says, you know, I'm really, really hungry. Can I have some money, right? Can you spare me $20, whatever the case is? So the chesed person just can't say no, so it takes that $20. But, you know, it could be that $20 is going to be misused. It could be maybe used to buy substances or things like that, right? The guru person has no problem just saying get lost. Like, I'm not interested. But then there's what we call the tiferet, you know, the combination of chesed and guru. Sometimes it's also about not only doing something that's different, it's about combining both things, right? So that person will say, no, look, my natural disposition is just to give it, or my natural disposition is just to say no. But the real thing is, the question is not about what I want or what I feel like doing, it's about what's needed, right? And what's needed is not to make sure the person doesn't have money to buy substances, but also to make sure the person can be fed. So I'll say to the person, I'm not going to give you $20, but I can see you're hungry. Let's go across the road to a store and I'll buy you a sandwich. Right? So that's a bit of chesed and gvura together. You're doing chesed, but you're saying no.
Right?
Where this comes out in practical living every day today is like parenting is a good example of this, right?
Mm.
Chesed parent just always says yes. The gvura person, you know, is very firm and screams and very disciplined. But that's the response of the person. The question is, what is necessary? And in necessary in parenting, for example, you need a big dose of chesed and a big dose of gvura. You need both. You need limits and you need love, both, as Dr. Pelkowitz puts it.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why it's so important.
So in the last 2 weeks of the Omer, which is Yesoid and Malchus, maybe you give a little bit of insight into what those, so we know what to work on for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, those are the most complicated ones. So
that's why I left for last, right?
Right, so Yesod and Malchus come, so they are, actually, it's very distinct from the first five. Yesod and Malchus are really now taking everything that you've managed to achieve the last 5 weeks and then starting to sort of connect to it and put it into practice.
Mm.
So Yesod is about connection, about building a relationship with the, because the first five are more within you, it's about your personality. Right. And then you've got to start sort of, okay, how does this apply in terms of connecting to the outside world? Like, what am I doing about it? Right. And then really Malchus, which is the last one, is really about implementation. It's because you can have all the good intentions of the world, everything, but it's a very distinct, unique character trait, and that is the ability to now process it and actually implement it. Sometimes Malchut is known as communication. Sometimes you can have all kinds of ideas in your head, but you can't communicate it. Same thing. It's like implementing it, communicating it, and actually putting it into practice. Giving birth to it. That's like another way of putting
it. Right. Malchut is the feminine.
Right. It's about processing everything and then giving birth. That's why it's the feminine trait.
Right. Okay, so we have our work cut out for us over the next two weeks.
We do. But I think, I think if we're not quite an expert exactly what to do each day of the Omer, I think that's not such a problem. I think it's basically, it's the lesson is clear. It's about general personal growth and working on stuff, working on ourselves.
That's right. Okay.
Very good. Enjoy the last 2 weeks of the Omer, everyone. Prepare for Shavuot. And we'll see you next week.
See you.
All the best.